from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 16, 2014. After prolonged drought, South Texas producers are now struggling with too much moisture. Tuesday, I talked with Rod Santana, Texas A&M AgriLife Communication Specialist, Westlaco, who has been reporting on South Texas agriculture for 26 years.
Well, after a long summer dry spell here in South Texas, we've received a lot of rainfall in September. Early September brought us rainfall from Tropical Storm Dolly. And since then, this past weekend, a lot of areas in the lower Rio Grande Valley got anywhere from 4 to 5 inches accumulated rainfall over the weekend. So it's made for some very soggy fields. The cotton harvest was at the very end of its run. Some folks had harvested and destroyed their stocks, so no problem for them. But many other growers had not harvested. Yet others had harvested but not destroyed their stocks. So a lot of them won't be able to get into the field to destroy those stocks, which, of course, keep boll weevils from overwintering and causing problems into the next cotton season in 2015. Another issue is soggy fields make it very difficult for citrus producers to enter their fields and do their yearly spray for Asian citrus psyllid. That is an insect that vectors the citrus greening disease, and with all this rain, it prompts citrus trees to sprout new green growth, which is exactly what the Asian citrus psyllid loves to feed on and overpopulate on. So it'll be very difficult for growers, unless it stops raining today, which is not in the forecast, it'll be very difficult for them to get in by the end of September to do what they need to do.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.